football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots the ball, he scores, and scoring the goals.
The ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
Hello, one and all. Welcome along to the League Podcast, looking at League One and League Two. We do have a Championship version as well, of course. I'll tell you where to find that at the end of this one. Delighted to say that Jason Lewis is back with us from the72.co.uk. It was your debut last week, Jason, and you only went and landed an 11-4 nap. Nice start.
No, it doesn't get much better, does it? Ideal debut, I think.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, superb. And it was never in doubt either, really, was it? Chesterfield to Winter nil. From minute one to minute 90-odd, you knew that was going to land, of course.
Yeah, I was always confident, always confident.
Anyone who's seen the goal will know that we are, of course, joking. I'll update the totals at the end of this podcast when we get the latest nap from Jason. We've got three matches in League One and three matches in League Two to have a look at. We'll start with League One. It seems a good place to begin. Then we'll finish with a nap, of course. First up, let's have a look at Bristol City versus Sheffield United. We've also got Scunthorpe United versus Swindon and Crewe versus Fleetwood in this division. But as I said, starting off with Bristol City, Sheffield, the prices see Bristol City at 6-5, Sheffield United at 23-10, and the draw is also 23-10. First of all, Bristol City are top of the table, 4 points clear from Swindon at the moment, with a game in hand as well and a better goal difference than their next closest rivals. Sheffield United in sixth position with 42 points on the board from 27 games, so they've actually got a game in hand on Bristol City and on all the teams above them. Good game this one, Jason. Sheffield United, you'd probably argue that their home form is better than their away form. They haven't won in four away from home, including the draw at Preston in the FA Cup, but they've just been struggling to score goals on the road, haven't they? Whereas Bristol City generally don't struggle to score goals, do they?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, really, because I don't know. You look at the outright straight away, and you've got Bristol City there at 6-5 at the moment. And that looks like value, because I don't think you'll see them that many times playing at Ashton Gate and get better than even money on them. And their record's just so impressive recently, especially at home. And so Sheffield United have really struggled with that recent away record. And like Bristol City, they've only lost once all season at home, won 11 of their 14 home games. And Sheffield United haven't won an away game on the road in the league since November. And I don't like everything about stats in football, but they seem pretty fine numbers to me. Yeah. I know Sam, my predecessor, he backed Sheffield United a lot, but I don't know how you can't look at Bristol City at that price in this game straight off at 6-5. It looks a real solid place to start your weekend betting, really, for me.
It's one of those where, I mean, you can look for different bets and more value, but it's one of those where there's no need to be greedy, is there, in a way? You know, you just look at it, you think, well, you know, that should land. I mean, you can go, you know, you can look to win to nil or whatever else because Sheffield United have been scoring goals, but there's not much need, is there, really?
No, it just seems to be straight, simple, old-fashioned bet, really. You just put your money down on the result, sit and hopefully watch it happen, but it should come in. It's funny, really, because I was looking at the table and last weekend with them playing MK Dons Bristol. They could have lost that game. MK Dons played on Monday before Bristol. Mm. They could have found themselves 5 points behind MK before their game on Tuesday. But now they find themselves that same margin, clear MK, and 4 points clear of their closest rival Swindon and that game in hand. So it's turned quite all right for Bristol, though. They've got a game in hand still, so they should be confident coming into this one. And so, if you want another market, I've looked at the race to two goals. That's quite good. Bristol City, they've secured this 11 times at home this season, this bet. So, and each of their last four home games. So, that looks a pretty good one at 8-5, if you fancy saying a bit different. Goal score-wise, I mentioned him last week, and that one didn't come in. My goals bet at MK Dons. That was a pretty poor standard game from the sounds of it. But in to score at home, he scored in each of his last four. He looks a pretty good bet any time. So I like the look of that one.
Yeah.
The best bet for me, straight up with that, probably that win for Bristol City. If you want something different, I'd go for a race to two goals. That looks pretty solid for Bristol.
Yeah, just to, and if you're following this one in play, if you don't have a bet pre-match, or even if you do, and it's still pretty tight after half time, I wouldn't be too worried either, because Sheffield United have got a bit of a habit recently of not conceding first half goals. Just looking at the recent away form in League One, it took Gillingham till the 86th minute to break them down. MK Dons till the 67th minute. Port Vale did score in the first half, but added to it in the second half. Fleetwood Town scored in their first goal in the 53rd minute, and so on and so forth. So it might be one that if you don't play it pre-match, you'll get an even better price on Bristol City come, you know, half time if you're willing to keep your money in your account and wait for a little while. Scunthorpe United versus Swindon is the next one that we'll have a look at. Scunny are priced up at 23-10. It's 12-5 the draw, and 23-20 for Swindon, who are second in the table, as we said, 4 points behind Bristol City. Scunthorpe United are 19th, 6 points above the drop zone, though, so they've got a little bit of a cushion. Just need to keep ticking along and picking up wins. The recent form has been inconsistent, winning one, drawing one, losing one. And at Glenford Park, they haven't been doing too badly. I mean, they haven't won a game in three, but lost to Oldham, lost to Bristol City, and drew with MK Dons. So three tricky teams there, to be fair to them. And they've got another one here against Swindon, haven't they? So it's a real tough run for Scunthorpe, and probably doing about as well as you can expect from these games.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a difficult time for Scunthorpe. They're going to just have to try and weather out this spell. Like, it's going to get better. There's easier games in the division, definitely. And if they can get through, if they can get a point there, I think that's a great result for Scunthorpe. They've got to be happy with that. But on the betting market, it looks very similar to that Notts County Chesterfield game last week. You've got the home side, they're the weaker team, they're not in form at the moment, and the away side, who are in the promotion mix, coming in quite confident, and you can get some good value on them there at that 23-20 price, because Swindon have blipped slightly on the road in their last two. Prior to that, they won four of their five away games, and the course of the season, they got the best away record in the division. So you've got to be tempted by looking at Swindon. Their goal scorer, Andy Williams, he scored first or last goal 11 times this season, eight times with a final strike, five times with a first strike. Obviously, there's overlap there because he scored twice in the same game, but I think he looks good bet to get first or last goal in this one. The last week, Chesterfield, I did mention that the winning to nil, and Swindon, it also looks attractive again. They've won 10 times to nil this season, and Scunthorpe have lost 6 times to nil. So if you want, and they're all in interesting, like, similarly games. So Scunthorpe, they lost to nil against Preston, Bristol City and Notts County when they were up there in form. So for Swindon to win to nil is tempter at 5-2 for me. Looks quite a solid bet.
Andy Williams is 2-1 to score first or last, 12-1 to score first and last. So in a 2-0 win, for instance, obviously you'd have to score both goals in that one.
Yeah, a 2-1, that seems tempting for me for him to score first or last. Like, 11 times, it's a pretty sound bet for me.
Yeah.
But best bet wise, I think Swindon to go with Bristol City. I don't want to be a boring man, but these odds just seem too simple. Swindon to win outright, 23-20 against Scunthorpe, that could be dragged into a relegation fight, looks pretty solid to me.
Yeah, it does look decent. Getting on for 4-1 for the double there, Bristol City and Swindon Town. I think that'll be going in a few acres, to be fair, at least one of those two. Crewe versus Fleetwood is the final game that we'll look at in League One. Crewe are 21-10, Fleetwood are 13-10, and the draw is the biggest price for the three at 23-10. Fleetwood are ninth on 41 points, so only a point outside of the playoffs with a zero goal difference. Crewe in 18th position, 7 points clear of the drop zone. So a bit like Scunthorpe United, just picking up the points will surely see them safe. Not been doing too bad. Won three out of the last four games. Two of them away from home. They beat Yeovil. They win away at Colchester in the drop zone. Won away at Port Vale. Port Vale are kind of down where they are as well. So they've been playing teams around them. The one game in between all that was the 5-0 defeat to MK Dons, who are obviously, you know, a lot better standard. Probably that, this, you know, you'd be thinking Fleetwood are more like an MK Dons than some of those teams at the bottom. What do you reckon to this one?
Another game that looks like the bookies don't really want to put their money down, like they don't want to stick with anyone. You've got the big open markets there with no one odds on. You look down the league table, and Crewe down in 18th is the sort of game, like you say, Fleetwood should definitely be looking to come in and win if they want to get in that playoff mix. But they've been a bit indifferent lately, the visitors. It's been a difficult one to nail down a result for me. Fleetwood have won 6 times in the road season, and 3 of those have come in their last 4 games. However, after winning at Barnes in midweek, can they end their current run of not being able to win back-to-back games since mid-November? They're the sort of stats I don't really like when a team can't seem to string results. It just doesn't look like a good one for me. Well, Crewe, meanwhile, they have improved since Christmas. They made that awful start to the season that everyone probably remembers. They've lost 9 of their first 11 league games. But they've stuck with their manager, seems like anyone else in the Football League. And this has turned around, and they should be safe this year, you'd say. And that win in midweek against Sheffield was probably a massive result for them. And they beat Bristol Rovers, Bristol City, apologies to any Bristol fans. I probably will get lynched if I go to Bristol now saying that. they beat leaders Bristol City, and they won away at Oldham, which is not an easy place to go. So 21-10 is a real tempter on the outright market there for you. It's a risky one. I'm not as confident in that as I am with the Swindon and the Bristol bet, but 21-10 is a huge price for a home team in this game, for a side that have been picking up points lately.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's one of those where you could even, with the prices, if you were looking for an acca, you could even look at them maybe plus a goal. I mean, you're not going to get a great price, but if you're looking to make a treble out of these 3 bets, you know, enough there to maybe just chance it on a plus one to add into, just to add a little bit of value. Then you're getting 2 results on your side. Yeah, it's an interesting one, yeah. Would that be your best bet then?
No, I've got a little left field here.
All right, nice.
I'm thinking Crewe are going to have something in this game, so I've looked at the win either half market, and they're 11-10, and I like bets like this because sometimes with your first goal scorer or your unders market, you can be out of the game if there's a quick start and it's not gone your way. But it's like you could have Crewe 2-0 down at half time. They've only got to come out and score a goal in the second half, and they still lose the game, but you're in the money. So I like the look of that bet, 11-10 for Crewe to win either half.
Yeah, nice. It does look a nice one. That's the 3 games in League One. Bristol City, Sheffield United, Scunthorpe, Swindon and Crewe versus Fleetwood. Let's have a look at League Two.
He's tackled the ball, he scores. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's tackled the ball, so get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's playing football.
3 matches in League Two. Wickham, Newport, Portsmouth, Exeter and Hartlepool versus Stevenage. Let's check out the betting on each of those, and we'll start with the match between Wickham and Newport. So Wickham, of course, flying high. They're 3rd in the table at the moment, playing this Newport team, who are 6th. So 9 points separating the two sides. The odds between these two. First of all, the home team, Wickham Wanderers, are priced up at even money. Newport are 3-1, and it's 9-4 the price of the draw. Jason Lewis with us to have a look at these matches. It's funny, isn't it? Because you look at this table for anyone who's not familiar with recent form in League Two, you think, oh yeah, good game. 3rd versus 6th. The form is dreadful from both, isn't it? Wickham with that one win at Cambridge in the last 5, and Newport County with just 1 point in the last 5, losing those 4 games without scoring a single goal and finally stopping the rot with a 1-1 draw at home to Tranmere Rovers in midweek. Both these teams need a lift, don't they?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those where if Newport can come and get something out of this game, they've got to feel happy with their business. And Wickham, like you say, I don't know what's really happened to Wickham. Like, that win last week at Cambridge, they really did need that result. But Shrewsbury midweek, there was a point in midweek where Wickham would have been happy. Shrewsbury, they weren't getting the win, and then they've scored late goals and they've gone top of the league. So you've got to feel that Wickham here at home have got to put a marker down to the rest of the league and get back to those winning ways. So they're in Newport, like you said, the form is probably one of the better teams. Looking at the table, you think, oh, Newport, I don't fancy Wickham there, but Newport really have not been playing well recently. And the goals have been a problem for both teams. So straight away, I was drawn to the unders and overs market. Wickham, just 18 home goals from 15 home games, is not up there with the top sides in the division. It's the 3rd worst home scoring record in the top half of the table. And then you've got Newport, who've scored just 13, which is the 2nd worst goal scoring record in the top half for an away side. So unfortunately, the bookmakers have clearly noticed these stats because you've got under 2.5 at 7-4 on, which doesn't really attract to me. But I've been drawn to match result and unders market here that I did mention that I normally try to avoid, but with stats like that, it looks a pretty good bet to me. So the chance of three goals or more being scored don't seem that likely unless there's a really early drama, like an early goal or a sending off. So I think with those stats, I'd go Wickham and under 2.5 goals at 13-5 looks a sound bet to me for a starter.
Yeah, nice.
So otherwise, I'm looking at high score. I've mentioned, I think in these sort of games, it's never, I'll say this now and it'll probably start like a house on fire, but I don't think this sort of game's going to start with both teams going end to end and chances galore. So high scoring half 11-10 for second half looks a little tempting one. But best bet in this one's got to be that unders 2.5 and Wickham at 13-5 for me.
Yeah. Portsmouth versus Exeter next up. Portsmouth 5-4, Exeter 23-10, and the draw is 11-5. The respective league positions and form. Well, Exeter are ninth, 3 points outside the top six at the moment. Portsmouth down in 16th with 34 points from their 29 games. Portsmouth drew in midweek away at Dagenham, which probably would have been a welcome point, I guess. Preceded that with a win over Hartlepool. They've only lost one game in the last five. Haven't been winning many either. Three draws in there. Exeter, kind of similar form, really. Three draws out of the last five games, if we take that as the stretch of form, with one win in there. That was away at Mansfield Town. Could be a draw, this one, couldn't it? It's quite easy to see a draw.
Yeah, draw's definitely on the cards, I think. It is the old cliche. I think the first goals will be crucial. Exeter scored in all their away games, bar one since September in the league, so... And Portsmouth aren't renowned for scoring goals recently, so it could be a tough afternoon for them. And for me, it really does hammer home where Portsmouth have ended up from Europe. I remember, I'm still in my early years, but I still remember them playing in Europe against the likes of AC Milan. They're now playing against Exeter in League Two, and to win the match, they're at even money and sit seven places lower than them in the table. So it's an interesting one. And Portsmouth finally got that win last weekend after nine long games without getting the victory. But in midweek again, they're a little disappointing. Like, I heard Andy offered the manager say after the game that both defences shut each other out. But to me, that always sounds like there's just a lack of attacking quality in both sides to really go out there and get the 3 points. So with Portsmouth, they've got a good little run of games coming up. They haven't got anyone in the top seven to play until they face Luton in March. So this could kind of determine whether this season's just going to peter out. I don't really see them in a relegation fight, but whether it's going to peter out and just be a mid-table finisher, if they can do some magical late charge for the playoffs, might be a bit too much for us. So, betting wise, Matt Tubbs scored first goal last weekend. I've always rated him as a player personally. Like, as a Bournemouth fan, I never really thought he got a fair chance at our club, and he obviously knows how to score his goals at this level this season. He's got 13. He did pick up a knock in midweek, but Andy Orford's confirmed he will definitely be featuring in this game. So any time 7-5 looks tempting, but if you fancy Portsmouth to get back-to-back home wins, because there is a chance in this one. Matt Tubbs and the Portsmouth win at 12-5 is definitely something should not be sniffed at from if you're a Portsmouth fan fancying a bet, or if you just want some value in this game. In terms of Exeter, it's still very difficult to say where they're going to end the season. They sit like in that little cluster of teams just outside the playoffs, but it's hard to know how it's all going to end up. I think it seems to happen quite a lot in League Two. There's always changing for place in these playoff positions. There's always a top sort of cluster that pull away, and then below, a big cluster of teams that don't really want to make that drive for the playoffs. And like I said, they've scored in all their away games, so that draws me towards both teams to score market. So you can have... I'm not sure whether both teams score really gets you that much money in this one. So if you get both teams scored over 2.5 goals, it's 29-20. It's a pretty good bet. And Exeter landed this bet in their last five, so away games. So four of their last five, sorry, excuse me. So I think that's quite a good bet for me. 29-10, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
Very good. The final game is Hartlepool versus Stevenage. Hartlepool rock bottom, 5 points adrift of York and 6 adrift of safety, playing a Stevenage side who are in 10th position, 4 points off the playoffs at the moment. Hartlepool picked up a surprise win in the week, beating Northampton Town 1-0. The last home game before that, they beat Plymouth 3-2. And before that, they beat Cheltenham Town 2-0. So at home, they're giving themselves as much of a chance as possible. Also picked up a point at Tranmere as well in a recent away game. So their actual recent form isn't too bad, considering where they are in the division. As far as Stevenage go, every team will be looking to play Hartlepool and beat them. And the priced up here at 13-8, Hartlepool 7-4, and the draw 11-5. If you can make an argument for one of those three, there's plenty of value in this match, isn't there? I mean, people are probably looking at Stevenage and thinking, yeah, could quite fancy having a go at Hartlepool, but that recent home form's not bad, is it?
Yeah, that's the thing for me. I'm not sure if it's down to my early beginner's luck, but I never thought I'd say 2 weeks ago I'd be back in Hartlepool for a win in any game. But I've been betting for a short while now, but let's say that 13-8 Stevenage, you look at it and you think, oh, it's great value, I'm going to put that down. That'll be the game that goes first on your acca. That'll be gone, done, 45 minutes, they'll be out of it. You might as well throw your coupon in the bin. Hartlepool won the last three at home, after winning just once in their previous 12 home matches. So they're certainly a team to be back to home. And Stevenage haven't picked up a victory in 4 games, losing last 2 away games. And their record of just 3 wins and 4 draws on the road is the worst in the current top 15 of the division. So they're a good, strong home side, Stevenage. But that's probably why that 13-8 price is there. They don't really get done away from home. So I'm backing Hartlepool on this one, but you can make an argument for either case. Stevenage, they're the better team in the league table. It can only take them 1 goal and they've won it. But for me, 7-4 for Hartlepool is a pretty solid bet.
Mm, yeah, it looks decent.
But I don't. When the home side comes in here and they're a weaker team, and you've got Hartlepool who just struggle to score goals in any game, you can't really see this being a high scorer. So Stevenage scored just 15 goals in their 15 games, and Hartlepool can't even manage a goal again at home with 14. So under 2.5, again, the bookies know they're doing 20-13 on. It's not really going to be great for you. But Hartlepool, I can see them trying to keep games from now to the end of the season. I think they're going to try and keep it tight, try to match a goal and go for the win. So under 1.5 is a real risky bet, I'd say, because 2 goals and you're out of it. But 2-1 is saying that the stands out for me. And 2-1... it's worth a couple of quid if you ask me, because under 2.5, as is the Hartlepool win. So it could end up goalless, this one. So under 1.5 goals is my best bet here. So I'm waiting to be shot down and there'll be like a 6-goal thriller and it'll be the worst bet of the season. But I think for me, 2-1 on under 1.5 is a good bet with a recent record of both these teams.
Yeah, interesting one. Nap time. The standings, well, Pete had a winner. He had Derby raced to 2 goals at 3-4, short price, but it stopped the rot for him. He's now moved up to -82, which is still pretty bad. Mine lost, Daryl Murphy, 7-5, so I go down to -32, just as I thought I was getting close to getting towards zero. Jason, your 11-4 winner, Chesterfield to Winton nil, takes you to £91. Very nice indeed. What's your best bet this week? I can kind of guess what your best bet's going to be, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Which one are you going for out of those two nice ones in League One?
they're definitely the two that stand out. I think
whichever one you go for, by the way, the other one will win.
Yeah, well, that's a guarantee. That 11-4 was quite a bold best bet.
It was, yeah, it was.
So it is tempting, that 8-5 on race 2 goals. But Bristol City, they're at home. They're better than even money at the moment. I don't know if that's going to fluctuate. I think it'll definitely be a short time kickoff. But for me, it's got to be Bristol City at home, Sheffield United. Simple. Hopefully I'll sit here be past that £100 mark and be nice and happy.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and if the price does change, just for the purpose of the naps, then Jason will get the 6-5. I'm picking one in League Two this week, actually. I'm going for I'm going to stick to my goal scorers because I've had a little bit of luck. I know Donald Murphy didn't do me too much last week, but Mark Richards, top scorer in League Two, and according to some, best player in League Two as well. Drew a blank in the week in that surprise result, that 1-0 defeat to Hartlepool, which I'm going to give them the benefit of doubt and say was a blip because they've been in great form up to that point. I think they'd won five successive matches, Chris Wilder's team, and Mark Richards had scored in four successive away games until Tuesday. 16 goals in 24 matches, so not only is he top scorer, he also missed a month due to injury. Nine of those 16 goals that he's scored have come away from home. Say this quite a lot, Jason, but you obviously get different price. If this was at home, he'd be a shorter price to score than he is away from home when it's just a patch of grass, and actually he scored more away goals than home goals. 7-5 to score in this match. I quite like that. One other little daft one for you is when I was researching for this, I found out that this game has been called the John Joe O'Toole Day. So they're all going to be. I don't know. You know, the Mansfield fans have done that. And it's going to be everyone wearing wigs as a testament to the number 10. I'm not sure why, but that's what they've done. He obviously got long hair, so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
If anyone fancies backing him, he's only 2-1 any time. But John Joe O'Toole Day. At Mansfield Northampton, 2-1 to score any time. If he's inspired by people chanting his name, probably not. But yeah, Mark Richards, any time goal, 7-5 is my nap. You can listen to the Championship version of this podcast at audioboom.com. It's also available at the72.co.uk in the top right hand corner when you look at the webpage. The playlist is there, so just scroll down to find the podcast that you want. Pete Farris will be giving us his nap on there, plus previewing six other Championship matches. You can also download the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. And if you subscribe via iTunes, it will be delivered to your PC, your tablet, or your phone every single week. Jason, thanks very much. Enjoy your footy and good luck with that nap.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. And if you're having a bet on any of the League One or League Two matches, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.